Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Last night, Nick Knack and I, the wife, Nick Knack, we had the feels. We got the feels a little bit because we had to go to the big high school information night last night for my son.
That's
Reed
exciting.
Arena. So for people that have listened for 1,000 years to me from, you know, the birth of our child through everything up until now, little man's going to high school.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
It is crazy, Josh.
It's exciting, though, man.
It is super crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. I'm excited for him, but yet I'm worried for him.
There's so many feelings.
Yet I'm sad. Yep. You know, it's just, it is a gamut of feelings, isn't it, Katie? I mean, you've been there.
You don't want them to feel any of the, I guess, rejection that you felt going into high school. If there was any of that, I know all of us have our own stories, but typically there's a lot of things that a person goes through at that age, and it comes back like it was yesterday, right? I'm sure that's what you're feeling, is you're like, I don't want him to hurt me.
It does. Like, feelings do flood back because, I mean, I was fine in high school. It was fine. I had a good time, but I definitely wasn't like the lead jock or anything. I mean, I did yearbook and theater and the 4x4 club, for God's sake. So, and he's looking at sports and band and various other activities. And I'm like, go for it, man. Just go for it. We had a little talk with him as we drove away from the high school last night. And I was fighting back being choked up, but I just said, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy the next 4 years, because a lot of people in their life, this is the best part of their youth, is these 4 years.
Exactly.
Friendships, memories, bonds, teachers, learning. Like, this is a highlight of your academic career.
You do a lot
next 4 years.
In these next four. And
you
I
do.
Think that's the other thing, is where your feelings are so across the board, because there is the, you know, rejection of high school, but you're right. There is all the memory building, and you're building core memories and your character.
Well,
and
the
you're
world
really
is
yes. creating your character.
The
at
world's
that time.
His oyster right now. Like, it's you can literally do anything you want. Like, you can say yes to sports or band or theater or anything. Like, you can create your own little world there for the next four years.
Yeah.
It's not, there might not be any rejection. There might be some really good positive
There's gonna be
things.
Rejection.
He's going to be way cooler than me. He'll
That's
be way
thing,
cooler
though.
Than me. But yes, there will be. There'll be drama.
There'll be
and
rejection, absolutely.
But those are good learning points.
Maybe he won't go to
life.
Prom. Or homecoming.
Oh.
I only went to one prom.
His date will dump him for his best friend.
There you go.
Yeah.
But
or maybe he'll
come
the date for his best friend.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
You never know.
We don't know how it's
going to
go.
You don't know. But
yeah, I did tell him that. I was like, make sure you're trying everything possible. And high school is so different now, too, especially within the bubble that, you know, we're at. Where, you know, when we were growing up, you had rival high schools, you know, you always had the rivalry with very, you know, Green Mountain or Chatfield or wherever, you know, in my Jeffco area. And they're doing things now where you go to different high schools to learn. So you've got like 2-hour blocks now within your day that each high school is specializing in a different program, from criminal justice over here to aviation over here to catering and hospitality over here at this high school.
Really?
So if you've got a feeling or a taste of something that you want to do, you don't have to stay at your home school all day. They can zip you over to another school for 2 hours where they specialize in that.
Wow.
And you can learn there and then come back at the end of the day to your home
that's
school.
That's really cool. I like
that. I was
that.
Like, that's a really neat program
that
they've
that
got going on. And the amount of AP programs and stuff that go towards college credit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's
he can
huge.
Knock out an entire year of college in high school. So we're like, do it, man. Do
Absolutely.
It. Do it. Save us some money.
Do it for free. Yeah.
do
it's
it
not
for
cheap.
Free.
It's not cheap.
So we had the feels last night when we know one is leaving middle school and going into high school. And tonight, one is leaving elementary school and going into middle school. So we've got middle school
at
night.
The same time.
Yes. So we've got two school transitions this upcoming year. So it's a lot for Nick Knack. I'll tell you that right now.
I imagine.
Mama Bear is feeling pretty heavy right
she
now.
She needed some hugs. I hope
she
you
did.
Hugged her a lot.
Oh, you have no idea.
Okay, good.
Okay. She got some real good hugs. No.
Good.
Like, that's how you
know,
console
her? We're keeping the marriage alive, Katie.
Yeah.
Come here. Bring it in, honey. Bring it in.
Up.
I know. High school's the worst. So that's going on tonight. So I'll give you guys an update on that tomorrow. But off the air this morning, Katie came in hot, holding up her phone and her Venmo account going, look what I got. Look what that I got.
Yes, $35.50. And I'm so excited about it. And I ask you guys, because first of all, I was like, how did I just get random money in my Venmo? But it's that whole Facebook settlement thing that they're dishing out money for. So in my transactions, I go and it says that $35.50 was deposited from the Facebook Consumer Privacy User Profile Litigation Settlement Administration.
Oh, whoa. Yes, that seems so legit. That seems like something you should click on immediately and put it in your bank.
Again, they put money into my account. I am finding a hard time seeing how this is bad for me.
Like, I didn't get it. Josh didn't get it. Is this a thing?
Then I looked on Google, and it says that Facebook is currently distributing payouts from that $725 million privacy settlement. So it says the average amount is $29. Individuals ranging from the minimum is like $5, and then all the way up to $38.36. So I'm on the higher end.
So they invaded your privacy.
They really invaded my privacy.
What are the metrics behind that? Like, as far as the money, why do you get, some people get less?
I don't know.
Is it because you're on it all the time, you get more?
I don't know. They just, okay, so it says here, the final amount is determined by a point system where each month of Facebook use, but oh, it's the Facebook use. I use Facebook more.
Yes, okay, that's what I was thinking.
Between May 2007 and December 2022, you earn points for how much you used Facebook during that period, and I earn more points than other people, apparently.
Is your Venmo connected to your Facebook?
I think I must have signed up for something, because I remember when that, I'm serious, I remember when that Facebook settlement thing happened, it said to receive your payment, make sure you sign up for
it. Oh, you did
it. So I
did.
That's
the difference.
And so then it came right to my Venmo, and I was like, hey, that was nice to wake up to.
That is nice.
Do you guys randomly open your Venmo to see if people gave you money?
No, because generally I don't give my information out and account numbers just to get $35.
No, I don't generally do it either. But I mean, I just hope that some rich person is looking for someone to give money to and they stumble across my profile. She looks nice.
Zuckerberg this morning was like, I like that Katie.
Yeah, $3 trillion headed your way. Like, that's what I think. Is this going to happen
for me one
day?
She's on Facebook a lot.
It works. It worked for you. You scored $35.50. And I want to thank you in advance for buying Chick-fil-A this morning for all of us. Breakfast burritos are coming our way.
Okay.
I hope that's enough because I'm ordering two. Thanks, Mark Zuckerberg.